Your daily epidemic response committee update on 95BFM.
Indeed it is, and today we have Isra Safiri and Lyric Waiwiri-Smith writing for us today, and here are your notes. As we step into level 3 this week, today's Epidemic Response Committee will look into medical and health industries. On the agenda today, we hear from a range of voices, from Des Gorman, who is a professor at the University of Auckland School of Medicine, the College of Midwives and Community Workers Network, as well as medical specialist Sarah Dalton and chair of General Practice Owner Advocates GenPro, Tim Malloy. Malloy in particular has discussed in recent weeks the rise in demand and expectations for general practice owners over the last few years. The rise in demands has not seen a rise in funding for the industry. We can expect this to be a focal point in today's discussions. Professor Des Gorman from the University of Auckland School of Medicine begins the committee by listing his three main observations during this crisis. The first being that we were not prepared for a pandemic despite the fact that we have previously faced SARS. A need for a national pandemic plan was expressed heavily by Gorman. His second observation was that we squandered our major advantage, which was our geographical location. Despite being a fairly isolated nation, we failed to keep it out. Finally, his last observation was that the pandemic has highlighted significant problems in our health system and believes a total reform in how our health system is structured is needed, as well as changes in funding. Tim Malloy, Interim Chair of GenPro, provides a point of view from GPs during this pandemic. GPs have had to reduce face-to-face interactions to 5% within 2 days. Most problems were managed effectively over the phone and clinics were kept open to help in reducing real-life interaction and promote virtual consultations. This has been majorly backed by healthcare workers and security, who all place themselves in harm's way to provide best service for communities. Malloy expresses the ways in which primary care is on the front line and funding is most needed at a time like this right now. Shane Detty from the National Party validates Malloy's concerns as he provides letters from other GPs that say they need to strike or close their stores due to lack of support. Malloy expresses that despite being at a time where primary health workers should be celebrating their success, they're actually feeling abandoned. Malloy reiterates Gorman's idea that reform is needed. Sarah Dalton from the Senior Medical Specialist states the capacity of public health units needs a long, hard look. Concerns were raised around the fact that health workers are unable to return to a system that can't respond to viral outbreaks. As a result, hospitals won't be able to assess other health issues due to the lack of funding. Post-COVID, there are numerous other issues of concern. Measles or mumps epidemics, unclean water in Hawke's Bay and so on. Health workers have failed to treat patients with underlying health issues due to being under-resourced and understaffed. Hospitals are historically underfunded. The occupancy rates are currently at 100% and should be at 80% to give health professionals the opportunity to help others. New Zealand ranks 80th in the world for hospital beds per capita and 42nd in the world in doctors per capita. Post-COVID, our, quote, normal needs to look different. Hospitals are tired, not enough people are staffed, and not enough support exists. Alison Eddy, Chief Executive of the College of Midwives, joins the committee to discuss the ways in which community midwives have had to adopt a virtual service and how their practices have become time-sensitive. A huge increase in workload has put midwives under immense pressures and has created gaps these services can't meet. There has been a rise in home births due to the fact that women don't want to expose themselves to any danger by going to the hospital. So far, there have been 5,000 births noted. Midwives have had to help their clients' families access domestic violence and mental health services due to the fact lockdown has triggered stress in pregnant women and midwives are overwhelmed and already suffering from underfunding and a lack of support from the government. Midwives had trouble accessing PPE and have been at the whim of the DHB. Midwives who have managed to access it had to pay for it out of their own pockets. So, today's Epidemic Response Committee aimed to push for governmental action around funding health services and to amplify the importance of ensuring that health workers returning to work are supported. general practices are experiencing the fear of closing down because of the COVID-19 level 4 lockdown. Interim Chair of GenPro and Rural GP Dr. Tim Malloy says, although things are slowly starting to return to normal for GP practices now that New Zealand has moved to level 3, Dr. Malloy believes that pre-pandemic behaviour will not return until a vaccination is created. However, the efforts that practices have taken to ensure that they are COVID-19 free have been acknowledged, and the word needs to get out that health services are available for people to access. Key messaging throughout today's session was that the normal of the health sector is severely underfunded and needs support, so going back to normal shouldn't be the case. More resources need to be available. Tomorrow's Epidemic Response Committee will hear from social services that are on the front lines. The committee will be hearing from the Women's Refuge, Auckland City Mission, as well as newly appointed Police Commissioner Andrew Costa and former Chief Science Advisor Sir Peter Gluckman. That's all from your notes today. Thank you, Isra and Lyric, and we'll be back just after this.
That was your EDC update on 95 BFM.